Okay, I'd like to finish our discussion of Rabbi Chanan, which we began last time. Again, the Gemara said that shot in the Mishnah is that Rabbi Gamliel holds, why is the Bari believed? We paskin Bari b'shema lav Bari adif. So why in our Mishnah does Rabbi Gamliel hold that a Bari is believed? So the Gemara said to pshatim, either because it's a Bari Manigo or because it's a Bari Nachazak. We had the kasha that this makes no sense because this is not a normal Bari. This is a Bari that I could say this because I could have said a different Taina, but that different Taina itself is not believed. So what kind of Nigo is that? It's not a normal Nigo. A Nigo has to be, if I'm a liar, I would have said a different Taina, which would win. Not a different Taina, which would lose. That we had a problem with the Nigel, and as I showed you, the Taptisis, although it begins in a reference to the Gemara later, Taisis Badmerks, that this is not a real Nigel. Taisis Vashon Lai have a Nigel gum. So Rabbi Chanan, in his insight into Nigel, explains our Gemara, and the Rabbi Chanan's insight regarding Nigel is that, as I told you last week, there are two dinim in amigo. There are two aspects to amigo. Rabbi Chanan, in his sefer, keeps on referring to aleph, beis, two halakim to amigo. One is that amigo is simply a logical raya. It's a birur, it's a raya that he's telling the truth. Because if he'd be lying, he would say, or she would say, something else. That's the simple definition of amigo. The Chiddush Rabbi Chanan is that there's a second part to amigo, but he calls a kayach hataina or a kayach neman. I should tell you that if you would like to see this, the Kitzur, Rabbi Chanan in Tevet Beis and in Gimel says barichos this whole thing, and I noticed last night that in Simon Dalid, Rabbi Chanan says a very big Kitzur. In one paragraph, he explains what we discussed, that there are two dinim, Dira and Kayach HaTaina. What is Kayach HaTaina? Kayach HaTaina means, as I explained to you last week, that there are times that somebody wins in Bezdin, not because we believe him, but because he has a certain Kayach HaTaina, he has the rights to certain times. The example I gave you on Thursday was when you have a poor person, who you know is poor, walks into Bezdin holding a $1 million gem. And a rich man comes into Bezdin and he says that a $1 million gem was stolen from my house. And that's it. And the army says, no, it's mine. Bezdin says, how'd you get it? You could say whatever he says. I saved up, I bought it, I found it, whatever he wants. He says something. So in Bezdin, who wins? You can even say, you gave it to me as a gift. One man could say, you gave me this gem as a gift. Now, who wins in Bezdin? The Ani is going to win. Ani the Musik. He's holding it in his hand. He's going to, his argument, his claim is going to win. If you ask me who I believe, I don't believe it. I really think that he's not telling the truth. But as far as Kayach HaTaina, he has the right. If somebody is holding something, has a right to say, this is mine. You have to prove it's not mine. That's Kayach HaTaina. The Bachanet says that amigu is Kayach HaTaina, which means that if I could have said Taina B and won, so I have the Kayach through my claim to win. So if I say Taina A, which is not better, I have no reason to choose it unless it's better. So I went with Taina A because of an ego of Taina B. The example I gave you last week was the classic case of an ego. Parati Migda Mizoyet. So, is that on the board? Parati Migda Mizoyet. When you come with the shtar, you say, I owe you money. And I say, I pay. Well, why do you want the shtar if I pay? I say, believe me, with Parati, I could have said the shtar is mizuyah. because you said it's a false star. So if you're Mekayim the star, you can prove it's not Mezuyah, then I have no Migul. Because of man, you can't prove that the star is effective. I could say Peruah, I have a Migul Mezuyah, and I believe to say Peruah. Why? Peruah doesn't win against the star. If you have a star, and I say I pay, so why do you still have the star? So Peruah does not have a Kayach HaKayna to win against the star. But Mezuyah does. Mezuyah wins against the star that's not Mekoyim, that's not the star. Migul is Kayach HaTayna. Kayach HaTayna means, since I could have said a different Taina, that means I have the Kayach with my argument to win over your star. So Parati also wins. I have the Kayach HaTayna against your star, since I could have said Mizuyah. So Parati wins with the Migul of Mizuyah. That's the Kayach HaTayna that every Migul has. The Rebbe Chaim's decide is that the Migul has two dinim. It's a Raya, sure, and it's also a Kayach HaTayna. The Nafkimina that I mentioned to you last week is that if I trade the tray, even if it's two Adim against two Adim, if the Baal Dabar has a Migul, he's going to win. Even though a Migul can't help with two Adim against two Adim, what does a Migul help? Nevertheless, the Kayach HaTayna you have. What does this all have to do with our Gemara? The Rebbe Chanan. A normal Migul has both, Birur and Kayach HaTayna. In our Gemara, there is no Kayach HaTayna. That's the Kasha. The Kasha is, you have a Migul, Mukasei, but you wouldn't win with Mukasei. So why does it help to have a Taina with a Migul of Mukasei? You wouldn't win with the second time. So B'chana says that takes away the Kayach HaTayna of a Migul. However, there's still something of a Raya from the Migul. Because the Birur part, there's still something of a Birur, because if you have a lady and the husband says, Pesach Pesuach Matzasi, if she's lying, her reaction will be to say Mukaseit more quickly than to say Mishra Stani Nana. She would rather say Mukaseit. A normal person would rather say the Zopiya and I'm a Mukaseit. The fact that she said Mishra Stani Nanasti is something of a riot, not a proof, but there is a certain amount of birur in that. Now that's not enough to win. This is what Tesis calls Einai Migul Gamu. Not a full Migul. That's right. Normally, that Migul cannot win anything. Over here, all we need is something with the Bari. It's really a Bari. So Bari plus a Migul could win. There's a Mandyama who says Bari itself wins. No pasta that way. Bari just misses. Just not strong enough to win. If there's any Kitsas Raya with it, a Bari with a Shlacha Migul, it could also win. And since the Migul here is a Kitsas Raya, something of a Raya, so it's together with a Bari Mishema, together with the Kayach of a Bari, then it could win. That's what our Gemara said. Our Gemara is saying that it's a Bari plus a Migul. So it's a Shlacha Migul, not a strong Migul. A Bari plus a Migul, that can win. That only works because her present time is worse than her other time. Either because she'd be asa to a kayak, or because a woman would rather taina because it's than misha taina.
Even
the
push alone.
What?
Even just like the push and humiliation alone would be enough.
Perhaps. Because Rashi mentions the Yisur L'Kayim. Pasul Nashim L'Kuvunim. Sounds from Rashi that you have to have some actual benefit. So at any rate, this is Rav Elkanan. He decided that a Tudim and Amigo, Pechatayna and Arai. And the way he applies the Tower of Gemara is to say, that now Gemara, the Raya without the Kayach HaTayna, that's the Lav Migul Gamo. Normally it would not work. It works here because of this Cheshbin, that it's a Migul plus. It's a Bari plus. Now let's see the Gemara. Tanoch Sayu B'mai. This Gemara is nothing more than an explanation of the Mishnah. It's not a new case. Explain the Mishnah's case. She says Mukasaids, and he says Drusasish. He's a Shem. He says Shema Drusasish. What does that mean? It means they both are learning that she says that I'm a Mukasaids from before Eris. Why does the Mukasaids get in her Tzuba? So we turn back, we had in the Mishnah. Machlaikis Ramey and the Chachamim, that Mukasait, Suvasa Masai, and Divir and Meya, the Chachamim, I am a Mukasait, Suvasa Man. And you're not from the Rav, you had a Machlaikis, why she's entitled. Is our Mishnah Ramey, is our Mishnah Chachamim? Is she saying I deserve 200, or is she saying I deserve 100? That's the Machlaikis. But the Echanam of Masai the Mana, that it's Ramey. And she's arguing she wants 200. And he's saying, no, you're a Mukasait, you're Drusus Ish, I'm only going to give you 100. Rabbi Lazar Zayimah, the mother of like, well, Rabbi the Chachamim, she's only asking for a man. And the husband's saying, the like, well. Now this Machlaikis is the same Machlaikis that we had. I think I'll explain in a minute. I made a chart on the board by Mekartaz. Remember, we learned that there are two types of Mekartaz. The Mekartaz, which is the Gamri, which is Eiker, the whole deal. And if I order wine and you send me vinegar, that's a total mekatas. And then there's a mekatas where you just memale the difference. So Besula, the Nitzis Be'ula, we had two opinions in the Gemara. Rabbi held the Gamri Mashma. If you're planning to marry Besula, she's a Be'ula, it's a total mekatas. You have a right out of it. And Rav Sheshet held that it's you only have a right to change Besula from 200 to 100. So these might be Amrim are arguing in that very machlokes. The Gemara explains. But Yekan Amr saying the mana sabalak Rav Meir. Damer ben Yikaba ben Lo Yikaba ben Masai. Tells that Rav Meir that the reason she's saying she should get 200 is because Mukasait gets 200. Rav Lazar ben Bamana bar Klum sabalak Rabban. Damer ben Yikaba ben Yikaba man. Bishvam Rav Lazar like Hamak Rav Yekanan Mukasait Rabban. Obviously, it's better to set Zayin Stam Mishnah like the Rabbanan, like a Das Yachin. Rav Yechida might have a Yamak Rav Elazar. Kesava, concept of Cheskes Besula, and this is Bula Yesh Lot Suba Mother. The answer is because he was like Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said in the previous Gemara, it was Rav Chiya Bar Avin, Omer Rav Sheshes. Rav Chiya Bar Avin, Omer Rav Sheshes held that if you marry a Besula and it's a Bula, it's only a partial Mekatos. So, you get 100. So it comes out, Hakka hu kam Ramana. So therefore he says Ba'ula, he's only saying, I give you 100. He kam Ramana, she's also saying 100. Ma'ika bein tana di day, la tana di da. What are they fighting about? Bishwana Rabbi Laza, hainu tani tani. You have two missions. Chad lafuki mi derami bar chama. One, to tell you, lafuki mi derami bar chama by Mukasaids, that, what does Rabbi Laza hold? Rabbi Laza holds, that the one of the like, well, she's telling mana, which means Mukasait, you get 100. The Chavri Dor Chiyah Barab and Arash Sheshes has said, Bula gets 100. No, Bula gets nothing. So we have one Mishnah of Mishnah Stalin and Asni, and one Mishnah of Mukasait. Each one is a Chiddush. And Rabbi Yechanan, Tati Lamali, why do I need two Mishnahs? What do I need two Mishnahis? It's exactly the same thing. Two Machlaikes. The Gemara Chadal Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Gamliel, Chadal Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan. Even though the body has a migul, you not believe. The Basrai said to tell you, there's no migul, and you still believe. Now, the way the Beis Yaakov learns, and this is, see in a minute, the way the Beis Yaakov learns, Shat and Biskimara, we have two Mishnahs. One Mishnah Mishnah Stalin and Asti, and one Mishnah Mukasait. We have two Pshat, either the Bari plus a Migo, or a Bari plus a Chazak. The Beis Yaakov learns that the two Turitzim do not argue. Bari and Migo is good, and Bari and Chazak is good. It's not like one Shema Diyam says Bari plus Migo, one says Bari plus Chazak. Everybody holds that a Bari is good either with a Migo or with a Chazak. The Mela, he says, why do we have two Mishnahs? The first Mishnah is Bari plus Nigel. She's studying and asked if she has a Nigel of Mukasayas. So the first Mishnah is Bari plus Nigel. The second Mishnah, when she's saying Mukasayas, why does she win? The second Mishnah is Bari plus Chazaka. So the Beis Yaakov learns that the Gemara's two Terutzim are the two cases. The first Mishnah, because it's a Bari plus a Nigel. The second one, because it's a Bari plus a Chazak. And the two Terutzim don't argue. That's what the Gemara means, that the second Mishnah has no Nigel. It's believed because it's Bari plus Chazak. If I had only had the first Mishnah, I would think because Bari plus Nigel wins. Yeah, I was learning. If the two Mishnayis, you have to know that the printers broke up the Mishnayis. Right? When the printers, the Gemara was written. The printers came, you ever notice the Mishnayis is not the same, the Mishnayis not broken up the same way the Mishnayis is the printer, as in the Gemara? Who decided how to break up the Mishnayis? The printers. When this Gemara was written, and the days on the days, it was written for people who already learned both Mishnahs. They learned both. You learn one case from Gamliel and Rabbi Shua argue by a case of Mishastari and the Nasti, and one case from Mukasayas. So the Gemara has two Terutzim, Bari plus Nigel, that goes in the first Mishnah, and Bari plus Chazaka, which applies to the second Mishnah. With this, it's answered the Kasha that Rabbi Chana came to answer. Yeah, now the second Mahamah. Yes, this is not a good Nigel. A Nigel of Mukasayas is not a good Nigel. Because Mukasayas is not believed. Mukasayas has no Nigel. How's that answered now? Mukasayas wins because it's Bari plus Chazaka. The Melech Mishra Stani Nenachni has a Nigel of Mukasayas. But since Mukasayas wins because it's a Bari plus Chazaka, so the Melech in the first Mishnah, you have a Nigel. You have a Nigel of Mukasayas, because Mukasayas wins because of the Chazaka. The Melech, it makes sense to say Bari plus Nigel in the first Mishnah. So this is the way that the Beis Yaakov learns, and okay. So we finish basically the sugya, the first sugya of the Machlais of Rabbi Leon and the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Leon and Rabbi Yeshua. Now we have two Mishnayos, two cases where they argue. And as far as we've learned this Gemara, this whole Machlokes only has to do with the value of the Ksuba. We did not discuss Dinei Isser V'Heter at all. This is all a question of Ksuba size, and that's that. The next Mishnah, of course, talks about Isurim. And then we are going to see, when we learn the next Mishnah tomorrow, that that the Machlokes of Gnei Yeshua is almost identical in the next Mishnah. But basically, if you have to sum up in one sentence, the Machlokes of Gamliel and Yeshua, these two Gemaras, you would say, it's Bari plus Nigel, or Bari plus Shev, plus Chazaka, and that's the Machlokes. What we're going to do now is learn a different Gemara, and see how that Gemara dealt with this Mishnah, these two Mishnayos, in a way which is, seems to be at odds with our subject. And then I'm going to ask you to turn to that Ayin Hei, which happens to be the seventh parish, and to learn the Mishnah and a small piece of Gemara, and a head start on the seventh parish. Let's learn the case of the Mishnah, and we'll see how it happens. Hayuba Mumin. We're talking about a man who gets married. And at the time he gets erisin, which means at the time he gives her the ring, he assumes that everything is normal, everything is okay. Then he discovers Hayoba Mumin. A mum, a typical mum that everybody would be mastered on in marriage, is that she can't have children. So he finds out, God forbid, he finds out later she can't have children. There could be many reasons. Sometimes you have a woman who can't have children because she has no womb. There's no shayla to make a tzorah. She has no womb. She was born that way. And there was a make a tzorah. They got engaged. And her, but if he wants out of the marriage, so it's a make a tzorah. There's no question. There's no question. Matter of fact, the Kli Chemda discusses why Avram was married to Sarah. She had no womb, so the whole marriage was a make a tzorah. So Avi Melech, when she wanted to be by Sarah, wasn't doing anything wrong. What? No, what did Hakadosh Baruch Hu tell Avi Melech? Hashavis, Eishes Ish Ki, the Navi. Right? I think the defender says he's a Navi. He knew she doesn't. You know, he knew. Married her anyway. What? No, she can't. It is. Yeah. What happens if she can't have children? For different reasons. Something happened to her. A doctor, I can't picture the case, but she got some kind of infection and it destroyed her Ivari Halev. But it's discovered after they're married. So he says it's a Mekasos. And she says, well, maybe it happened after we got married. So now they're having a disagreement. She says it happened later, he says it happened earlier. So what happens now regarding the Tzuvos? What do you do? She's not a mother. She's a shema. Assuming that they both don't know. It could be a case, we shouldn't talk about whether the Zedek is a bari b'shem or a shema b'shem. Actually, Rashi places the same by bari b'shem, divine by shema b'shem. First word of the mission. Hoya ba mumin va'idah b'beis aviyah. If it's after erusin, before nisuin, so she's still living by her father's house. Then the burden of proof is on the av. He's got to be able to prove that it happened yesterday. It was discovered after the suin. Why are you making that difference? Okay, it's different, remain, but everyone agrees with this. This rule is, depends where it's discovered. If it's discovered after Erison, which is still by the father's house, then the burden of proof is on the father to say it happened earlier. If it's discovered later, after Nisuin, then the burden of proof is on the husband. Why? We have to see. What?
How
is it discovered? I don't know, she had an x-ray. You had no x-ray in time of the Gemara. I don't know how to discover it. This is the Mishnah's rule. So turn now to the Gemara. The Gemara compares it to our Mishnah. The Gemara says, what do you mean? This is just like our Mishnah. What's our Mishnah? He gets married. He finds out she's a Ba'ula. So she says, not even nasty. He says, earlier. Exactly the same about myself, I'm really sure. No? Now, Gamaliel says who has to prove it. Gamaliel said that that's the husband's job to prove. And Rabbi Shua said it's the woman's job. The Gemara says, Tama the Maisi Avrai, Hola Maisi Avrai, Abba Mehemin, Mani Rabbi Shua. It's like Rabbi Shua, Amr Lanipi Anukai. Hush, the Gemara's master, she's a bird. That it's like our Mishnah, Lanipi Anukai. So the Red shows Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shua, a mistake. Nefesh Shabbal, Habal Tzarech Lavi Raya. Tell me the Maisi Habal Raya. The Baal is to prove it. How am I Maisi Habal Raya? Pav Memin, the father of this girl's belief. Asar Rav Gamliel, Domin Emenes. We have here a problem. The Sfira and the Reish and the Sefer. So the Gemara has more than one Teretz. But Negev to us is Rav's Teretz. Further down on the page, you follow the Kashi. Follow the Kashi. The Kashi is that's exactly the same thing. What's the difference if after they get married you find out she's a Ba'ula? Or if after they get married you find out she can't have children? The burden of proof, it's the same argument. Mishur Stani and Nasti, Mishur Stani, I got sick. Same argument. Exactly the same thing as our Mishnah. What's the difference? The Gemara answers, Rav's Teretz. Rav is the beginning of a line about a little slightly more than halfway down. Rav Amar, Reisha kan yimtzu kan hayu, Sefer Nami kan yimtzu kan hayu. Now this phrase, kan yimtzu kan hayu, is a new insight. Sometimes you see in the Farshim the abbreviation, Chaf Nun Chaf Hei, where you have to figure out what it stands for. It stands for kan yimtzu kan hayu. What does kan yimtzu kan hayu mean? Means the following. Let's say I sell you an animal. I sell you an animal, and you go and you take the animal to the base of Shita and you shed it. Let's just say, for argument's sake, you have the animal for a few days, you take it straight. You have the animal for 2-3 days, and then you take it to Shita. You shed the animal, and you find there's a hole in the lung. So you come back to me and you say, Nekatos. You sell me an animal that has a hole in the lung. Not a good animal. Great, that's right to meet, that's all the guy. I say, what would I answer? Maybe it just happened. Maybe it happened after I sold it to you. Animals get sick. Maybe the hole in the lung came later. You say, maybe the hole in the lung came earlier. On whom is the burden of proof? Kan nimtzu kan hayu means, wherever you find it, wherever it's found, kanimtsu kanhayu. If this is where it's found, now hayu means this is where it became. Kanimtsu, this is where it's found. Kanhayu, this is where it became. This is where it happened. Rava says this is a rule, kanimtsu kanhayu. Wherever you find it, that's where it happened. If you buy something and you find the traces, okay, if the traces you can recognize that it took a few days, sometimes you can tell on the trace. You check the animal, you find the animal is missing an inner organ, you know that it was born that way. But let's say it's a hole in the lung or something which comes with time. So that's the rule. Kan yimtzu, kan hayu. Wherever you find it, that's where you say it happened. That's Rava's rule. But Rava, now it's very good. Let's chat in the Mishnah here. And I mean, hey, kan yimtzu, kan hayu. If you find the mom in the father's house, before she got anywhere, before she got to the husband's house, kanimtsu kanhayu. Say, this is where it's found, this is where it happened. It happened in the father's house. Father claims it happened at Harrison. The burden of proof is on him. If you found it after marriage, kanimtsu kanhayu. You found it after marriage in the home of the husband. And then Tzukan Hayu, same thing. Same halachas in his Rishos. It's found, Mishanithnis Lishus Abal. Kanyim Tzu, this is where it was found that she has this ailment. Kan Hayu, this is where we say that it happened. This is Rava's rule of Kanyim Tzukan Hayu. And before we go any further, what's the logic? Kanyim Tzu, is there any logic to it?
Like,
so, you want
to try to make it to
something
else.
It's
not the question
whether
there was any, whether
the
fear was
going to scare
or not.
I'm a
Moses,
that's the reason.
Why am I more of a Moses?
Why am I more of a Moses if you have to assume that if there is? If I marry a woman, so we have a shadow, who's the Moses? The one with the silver, the one with the money.
They
stop
you
in
the past, you know. You weren't off there like a slave right now.
But is Marison and Nisuan the same? Depending on what the Ksuba was given. Right. If the Ksuba is given for Marison, it will be the same. If the Ksuba is given for Nisuan, then you don't need Kanim Tzu Kan Hayu, but you should just say Ksuba is given for Nisuan. No? Not really a Chazaka the Meikara. Because if a Chazaka the Meikara, then the father should say it happened after Marison, that's the later time it could be. What's the svara to kan yimtzu kan hayu? The Shor Shmeitzer, in the beginning of Shmeitzer Beis, tries to find some type of hesber to this. And the Perek Dalid comes up with a hesber, which is in line with some certain things we were discussing. As usual, the Shor Shmeitzer answers the question with a question. He says, why do you think the din would be in the following case? We have a rule, in hoyachim b'mom and achar harayis. And money, you don't go basarayis. So what would be the din? If I sell you an animal, I sell an animal to you, and you buy it, you take it home, now the animal runs away. You lost the animal, took the reyach, you lost it. Now, what kind of could you come to me with? Ran away, that's your fault. The buyer's fault. Maybe you can come to me with a tiny, you'll say, you know, I want my money back. Maybe this animal was missing an inner organ. Maybe it was a trefah. Maybe inside, had we shechted it, we would have found that it's missing, that the liver is missing. Something's missing. That it can't live a year. And then I would have been able to give it back. I would have been able to get my money back. Why not? Why can't I tie into that? Yeah, but here there's no suffix at the jewelry. Here, I'm saying, you sell me an animal, you're made the, let's say, 3% of animals are trash. Traces that can't come later, traces that was always there. The 3% are trash. Maybe this is one of the 3%. I will say, Rife says it wasn't a trash. But in Hochim B'mom and Achar Harayis. So maybe this animal was not a, maybe this animal was born trash. What? Why only they have to? You have no reason to consider the possibility. I have nothing telling me to consider the possibility. Why can't I argue? You have to have some kind of reason to say it. So what's the answer? The answer is I'm right. Maybe it was. So what is it? Again, you know, it's similar. Again, it's the way Dinei Mamonos works. The way Dinei Mamonos works is that that you don't suspect something that you don't have any indication of. You don't suspect something. Until you have an indication, you don't suspect it. You don't think about it. Shmaita says that Kanyin Tzakan Hayu. Kanyin Tzakan Hayu Kan Hayu is, again, we're talking about this a lot lately, it's the way dinim work, dinim amin work. Not a logic. Nothing logically says, it's the way dinim amin work. Dinim amin work, the close amount, we have no reason to suspect something, we don't suspect it. And kanitsukanayu, wherever we find it, that's where the burden of proof lies. Maybe we find it by him, isn't it find it by other times? Kanitsukanayu. Shmaita has an interesting nafkamina with all this. He says, what happens if I have an animal? I have a cow. Cows give milk. So I have an animal, and I milk the cow, and I make cheese out of the cow. So are you allowed to drink milk and eat the cheese? Maybe the animal is treif. Cholov treifa is treifa. Cholov of a treifa is treif. So the answer is, you go bust a rug. Right, behemoth, anum traces. And on a live animal, you can't check the traces. So we go basarai. The reason we drink milk and we eat cheese is because we assume that this animal is part of the right, and that's why milk and cheese is kosher. If you have a medina where right animals are trade, you wouldn't be allowed to drink milk. Because they'd be happy. In the times in history, in certain medinas, they were... it was an epidemic, certain, you know, cow disease or whatever type of disease they have. If that epidemic makes it a trade, and right of the animals in the, of the cows in that country are trade, then the milk is kosher, the milk is trade. Because cholov treifa is a trade. Here I have a question. I have a cow. I sell it to you. I've been milking it for a long time. I sell it to you. You buy the cow, and you're not interested in the milk, you're interested in the meat. You take the cow, you buy it for me, and I have a milk farm. So I make milk and cheese. You have a sheep house. So an old cow that's past its best milk-giving year, I sell it to you. and you take it and you shecht it. If you shecht it, you take out the lung, you find there's a hole in the lung. So you come to me and you say, I want my money back. What do I answer? What do I say? And if the hole was by you, I don't have to give you the money back unless you can prove that this hole in the lung is more than the number of days old that I sold it to you. Fine. What is the din regarding the milk or the cheese that I still have in my possession? Is that milk and cheese trade or is it kosher? You should say kosher. Tezras should say the cheese is kosher. The Rajba, the Chuvah Tarajba says no. That the milk, whatever milk and cheese is still around, they always talk about cheese, because milk doesn't last that long. Certainly in their time they have refrigerators. The milk is already gone usually by the time the shiver comes up. They always talk about the demons. Well, any cheese made from milk of that cow, the Rajba says, is trade. It's trade because we found it has a hole in the lung. So you have to be chashish that the hole was there at the time we milked the cow. And therefore, we no longer have a right that there's right behemoth and traces. Because the animals that have lungs, possible the hole was there, possible it wasn't there, there's no right anymore. So all the cheese got to be thrown out. Well, what comes out here? You realize what we're doing?
But
okay. So what comes out? What comes out here? It comes out, indeed, a mominus was saying, Kanin Tsukan Hai. Indeed, a mom was saying, Kanin Tsukan Hai. Then it came later. Indeed, a Isser was saying, there's no such thing as Kanin Tsukan Hai. But the Shev Shmaitza, this proves to me that Kanin Tsukan Hai was not a Svara. It will be a Svara. It should apply to Isser just like the Mammon is. It should be the same. It's a Raya that Kanin Tsukan Hai, which this Gemara is Mechadish, it's a Din and Dine Mammon is. That you can't be today with something because now we didn't think about it. This is Kanin Tsukan Hai, this is the Din of Kanin Tsukan Hai. So what are we ending up? We learned now Gemara Nayin Hey. We learned a new phrase, Kanin Tsukan Hayu. It says that the Dine Mamin, wherever you find it, that's where we assume it happened until a proof is brought to the contrary. This Gemara applies Kanin Tsukan Hayu to two Mishnahs, the Mishnah Nayin Hey, and to the Mishnah on your days on the days. If you had not learned your days on the days, you only learned Ayin Hay on the days. And I asked you a question. What's Shad Rav Gamliel? Rav Gamliel says, Nenes, that she believes she gets married. Rashi and Tosfos say the Farish, our Mishnah is talking. Rashi and Tosfos and Ayin Hay said the Farish, our Mishnah is talking. She got married. Her husband's by a lot. He finds Pesach Pesuah. Yes, in the Suah. And yes, in the Suah, Pesach Zom Betzalsi, she's believed. Why does she believe? Why is the burden of proof on him, say it happened earlier? What's the reason? And it's a kanayu. Right? It's mamun, it's a shayla b'ksuba. So why does Rav Gamliel aimer in Emenes? Because he holds and it's a kanayu. This Mishnah and hey, kula Rav Gamliel. He holds this Yisai. Comes out, we have two Gemaras, and they're two totally different pshatim in the same exact Mishnah. Same Mishnah, hey, look at the star on the side, it says, well, your days on the face. So what's going on here? So we have two Gemaras, and one Gemara takes our Mishnah, and the Pharisee says a pshat of Kanin Tsukan Hayu. And the other Gemara, which we learned, says, no, it's a bari plus a nigel, a bari plus a chazaka. Why do you have to come out to bari plus nigel, bari plus chazaka? Kanin Tsukan Hayu. This is the stira of the Tzugyas, which is the subject of discussion in the Shashmaitza. difficult. Shmai says, Pshat and Kadisa Kanhayu is very stubborn, I can explain to you. But the way he works out the Yishuv on the two sugyas, again in Shmai Tabez, I think it's Parakas, is where he explains the Yishuv of the two Gemaras. Parakas is where he explains the Svar of Kadisa Kanhayu. And that, I think, you all understand. Parakas is already a challenge. To see how he enters the sphere in the two sugyas, that's already very difficult so the Shmaita's chat I don't know, but there are two ways out of the spirit of the Sugyas. One is chief and one is lumbish. One the chief one or the lumbish one? Huh? Easy way out or the chief one? Why? Do you think it might be true? It's easy, huh? You follow what's going on here. We have two Gemaras. One Gemara in Hay, it says Pshat Rav Gamliel, the manager is coming to Kanayim. And we have another Pshat that our Gemara does Bar Yom Yudhi Hu Bar Yom Chazak. So I discussed this with Rav Weinberg. And the way he's going to answer this, or he has in his share, is, I won't call it the cheap way out, but the easier way out. You don't have to think too much. Easy way out is to say it's all the printer's fault. There are two Mishnahs. The Mishnah of Amesis Yisha, Mishnah Nenasti, the Mishnah Mukasai. The Mishnah Mishnah Stani Nenasti, they're arguing over time. When did it happen? Did it happen after Erisim, before Erisim? The reason for Gamliel is Kanintzu Kanhayu. No question. Kanintzu Kanhayu, that's the reason, and that's fine. Good. There's another Mishnah Mukaseit. Mukaseit, they're not arguing about time. In the Mishnah Mukaseit, they're arguing about what happened, not when. They're arguing what happened. Was it Mukaseit or was it Dia? That's their argument. What happened? In the second Mishnah, it's not good enough to say Kanintzu Kanhayu. But the Gemara in Hay doesn't bring the second Mishnah. The second Mishnah, you have to say it's a bari plus a chazak or a bari plus a migu, however you learn it. So we could do is say that really the printer should not have put the Mishnah on your Gimel. You should have put this Mishnah before the Gemara. If you would be dealing only with the first Mishnah, the Gemara would have just said Kanintzu Kanhayu and sent you home, there'd be no problem. However, really this Gemara is dealing with Mukaseit. Once you deal with Mukasei, Kanintzu Kanhayu is not enough. Now you have to come with a new Bari plus Migul, Bari plus Chazaka. The whole reason we have to come on to it is to explain the second issue. But if they're arguing over time, everyone would agree Kanintzu Kanhayu. That's a reason. What? That's dear kid, I'll say to the Torah, me and the Mokanecha, the Shim and Mokanecha, and the fight. That's why another fight. But this is one way out, and if you want, you can stick with it. Now she's not so much in this way, but that's one way out. There's another way out, and that's the Beis Meir. The Sheshmak also has a pshat, as I told you, but I don't know. Do not understand. The Beis Meir has another pshat, which it's nice svarim. He says, "What does our Gemara require that the other doesn't? The bari. She has the tiny bari. Over there, that Gemara, why doesn't mention bari? Doesn't mention bari. You find that she has some maka. She has a maka to getting into an argument." Why does our Gemara need that there should be a bari that could win? And a bari itself doesn't do it. You should be a bari from some evil. It says there's a difference between the two sugyas. In Yena Gemara, an Ayin Hay, if she's a Shema, she says, I don't know what happened. There's nothing wrong with that. We call that a Shema type. If she's a Shema, we understand why she's a Shema. Because she has an ailment, she doesn't know what happened. A person could be alive all his life with an ailment and never know about it. doesn't affect him in his behavior. Right? There are people who walk around all the time that are missing the kidney. Statistically, a certain percentage of the world, 6 or 7% of people have only one kidney. Never notice it. How the doctors know, I don't know. But, you know, people look around, and that's just the way it is. You don't need two. You only need one. You can live fine with one kidney. So if you have people walk around, they never know it. After you know that there's a rule of Kandinsukhan Hayu, you come to our Mishnah. Shastani Nanasti. If she's a Shema, without a Bari, she should win, because Kandinsukhan Hayu. So we're married already. Kandinsukhan Hayu. But Kandinsukhan Hayu doesn't do it here. Because the husband says, why is this a swear? Say, beats me? That Shema is not a, that's a Shema Guruah. Maybe you don't know. You have to know how it happened. You have to know that it happened through a Bia, with the Bia Barat, the Bahamas. Say, I was Nibala, I don't remember when. That's not an excuse. Our Gemara is different than the Sugya Ayin Hei. In the Sugya Ayin Hei, she doesn't need to be a Bari. The Bari doesn't matter. Because the Shema is tight. She says, I never thought about it. In our Gemara, though, it's not enough. She needs to be a Bari too. She's got to have a kayak of Bari in order to win. Because she can't get away with just saying, I don't. She needs a Bari. Okay, the assumption is that she's bleeding. For this reason, in our Gemara, knowing Kanyin Tzukan Hayim, struggles to say she's got to be a Bari. Is a Bari good enough? Bari's not good enough to be mighty mommy. So the Gemara comes that it's a Bari. This Bari is good because this Bari has a Nigel, this Bari has a Chazaka. What the Bishmer is doing is saying that the two sugyas are different. That's why here she needs a kayak of a Bari. And not only that, the Bishmer is saying to finish. If the Bari itself doesn't do it, it's got to be a Bari which has with it at least a Mashahu of a Nigel, Nigel Shein Adomar. This is how the Beis Meir answers the two sugyas. But the truth is, we could have just gone by it and never mentioned Kanin Sukhan Hayu. You wouldn't know that there's such a rule, except in Yitzhak Shem, I hope you're all going to learn the seventh parak. But you would have never known there's a rule of Kanin Sukhan Hayu. And yet, the Makar of Kanin Sukhan Hayu is this theory between the two, this Mishnah and the Mishnah. So, turns out, when we finish the sugya, then we have two things. Then you know Bari plus Nigo, Bari plus Masaka. We are Sugyamar, and you know Kanitsukan Hayu, which is the way the other Sugyamar.